Well, praise the Lord, as we will continue to talk about tuning, since we started out on Sunday. You know, there's a lot when you start talking about tuning. You talk about instruments, you talk about tone, and you talk about attitude, and you talk about those kind of things. And when those words come up, you know, if you don't know anything, if you know anything about music, you can immediately see, well, even if you don't know anything about music, you know that attitude affects your faith. Tone will affect your faith, your witness. We talk about with the drum, the attack. We talk about with reed instruments, the armature. It all affects the tone. There's all kinds of little things that affect the tune on an instrument. Stringed instruments are tune directly proportionate to the amount of tension on the string. And if you have played a guitar, there's more than a fair chance that at one time or another you've stretched a string too far and broke it. Tuning it, even. Sometimes striking it, but I've broken a lot of strings trying to tune them. I talked on Sunday about the B string being a problematic string. It just is a funny one to tune. The G string is also a problematic one because for some reason, as you're tuning the G, it always seems like it's getting too tight. And sometimes it does, and it snaps, and you know, that really doesn't make a lot of difference except to set the tone for the importance of tune. And perfect tension on the strings, when each string is perfectly in tension, then your guitar plays a beautiful chord. And if you have one that is out of tension, it doesn't necessarily play a beautiful chord. And we can have pictures of that. If there's a string out of tune in a family, the family's not playing a beautiful chord. On Sunday when we got home from church, we were sitting there, and as usual, our table is going with several voices, you know, and you know, I'm just sitting there going, and Vicki said, "It's tune-up, honey, it's tune-up." I said, "Okay, so we're just waiting for me to raise my hand for the orchestra to make a beautiful sound, right?" So it was to raise the hand, and that's what happens with an orchestra. And if we're paying attention to the director, we'll recognize if we're just making a noise, and we'll pay attention to the Holy Spirit, and we'll play the tune that we're supposed to. Actually, the Lord has given us perfect tune in Christ. Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. Always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. Through us, He diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. He's chosen us as instruments of worship. He's chosen us as the orchestra. And it's not just us. The Bible says that all creation praises Him. But not everybody listens to the lilac bush. And through us, it says, He diffuses this fragrance of His knowledge in every place. We want, as Christians, we want to be diffusing or spreading His knowledge, right? His knowledge, the fragrance of His knowledge. And that's where religion for time and eternity has promoted not necessarily His knowledge. I would say probably that the beginnings of religion were with Satan, who said, "Did God really say?" and then promoted a different gospel. The scripture says that God told them they were free to eat of every tree except one tree. He gave them freedom for everything except one tree. For if you eat of it, you will surely die. And that was his knowledge. And the enemy came and diffused a different knowledge and said, now, did he say he would really die? I think that he probably preyed upon their relationship with God, in that God, they'd had a pretty good time with God up to this point. I mean, would this God that had been so intimate with you, would he kill you? Well, it didn't say, I'll kill you. He said, when you eat of it, you will die. You will begin to die. Because instead of just having knowledge of what you have with God, you'll begin to have knowledge of other things, and those other things will distract you. And if we're going to stay in tune with the things of God so that through us He can diffuse the fragrance of the knowledge of Him in every place, then we will need to pay attention to our tune. We will need to know that, okay, with Christ in us, we're locked in. It's like there's a lockbox over the head of a guitar. Nobody can mess with it. I said in the devotion that years ago I was going to play for a wedding. I went. I got all set up. I had the guitar all set up. I set the guitar on the guitar stand and I left. I came back and, you know, when I left, that thing was just playing a beautiful tune. And I came back and I didn't check the tune. I wasn't going to sit up there with people coming in and go, ding-ding-ding-ding-ding. I mean, it was tuned. I had it tuned and I had it ready to go. I didn't realize, I'm guessing that there were children who got into the choir loft and there were knobs on it. But I went to begin the song and I began to strum through the song. Fortunately, it wasn't one that had a big jam right off the bat. It just needed to have a little, and oh, out of tune. I mean, so out of tune. It was, and so I sat there and I just recovered and I said, okay, and I just lightly tinkled the strings so that they were very indistinct, and I sang very a cappella, paying no attention to the strings, of course, because singing a cappella with an out-of-tune guitar is not necessarily an easy feat. So I sang the song and I just had a little twang once in a while on the guitar, and after the first song then I tuned it, but it was like, ah! Well, it taught me a lesson. That lesson was I checked my guitar. And even if I have to tune it for everybody to listen to, I'm going to tune it, because there's nothing like that. And I never wanted to go through that again. And probably I could have just dropped the guitar altogether and just sang the thing a cappella. I did that at another wedding one time simply because nobody had any music to the song. So that's when I first started singing the Lord's Prayer a cappella, because nobody had any music. So after that, I didn't need music anymore because that's the way I wanted to do it. But, you know, that was a little strange. When you mess with the knobs, it changes the tension. But with the Lord, when Christ comes into our life, He gives us a perfect tune. We're locked into tune. But then we need to play that tune. And so as we talked on Sunday, is it important enough to us to stay in tune? Well, the more that we know the Lord, the more we realize how important it is to be in tune with the Lord and with His way and with His word, because all perfect things, all good and perfect gifts flow from God. And so when you're in tune, then the music is able to create a wonderful thing. And so we have to do whatever we must do in order to keep that tune. Now with a guitar, if we in our faith, likewise, you know, okay, I left that guitar there unsuspectingly. Well, sometimes our faith, we can just sort of leave it there, expecting it to play. But if we are not attentive to it, it may not play the most beautiful song at the time that it's needed. But on the other hand, if we are In Him, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. He's leading us. We're paying attention to Him. We're focusing on Him. We're not allowing other things to distract us, but rather we are wanting to be in tune with the things of God. Then that lockbox will stay on it. When a guitar is in perfect tune and when a piano is in perfect tune, you know, it's no problem to play it. But if you're a person playing an instrument, and, you know, Vicki, all those years ago when we were in band, if we happened to not get to the tuner before we started, and Mr. Birch heard us out of tune, depending on which person we were, I don't know if he ever would have thrown the baton at you, but there was a person or two that baton would come flying through the band. And somebody had forgotten to tune. And since it's very difficult for the orchestra to sound good when everybody wasn't in tune. And that would really make him mad, wouldn't it? Yes, he had that little strobe up there, and we were supposed to be there and be tuned before we sat down. Because you can hear it. If you have a whole section in a trumpet section, if you have everybody play their tuning note, and you got somebody flat or sharp, the section's going whoa, 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 and so when you're picking out people to get it to the right place, and if you're playing a guitar and you hear a string out of tune, it drives you crazy. And if it's a string that's in the middle of the chord, it's pretty hard to play around it. And if it's the E string, which is on the bottom, and it's out of tune, it's pretty hard. You know, yeah, if you're finger picking, it might work. But to get a sound out of it, when you don't play the guitar any better than I do, and you're just strumming at it, it's pretty hard to play the chord without missing the top two E's, the top and the bottom string, out of tune. It just drives you crazy. It's hard to even focus on what you're doing because that sound is driving you crazy. And so, you know, if you want it right, you're going to get it tuned right. But as Christians, we, I think, are negligent of realizing how important it is to at all costs, stay in tune. Whatever it takes, stay in tune. Don't let anything else distract us from staying in tune with the Lord, because guess what? We all know that when we're in tune with the Lord, it sure feels better, doesn't it? You know, the more I seek you, the more I find you, the more I find you, the more I love you. I like it here. I don't want to go home. I want to just stay here with you, Lord. And, you know, sometimes we have to be determined to stay there until we can leave there and keep it. When you're tuning something, if you go too far with the tension, you'll snap that string. If you recognize that you're too much tension, it's a lot easier to back it off and get it to the right place than it is to have to replace the string. Now, I'll grant you, sometimes with a stringed instrument, it may sound better without that note, but not very often. It's best to go ahead and tune it. Well, the thing is if we allow tension, if we allow pressure in our Christian life to knock us out of tune, the same thing can happen. If we're out of tune, you know, to get a hold of that and drop it back down, because otherwise, if we're getting too much tension on a string of guitar, on a musical instrument, too much tension, it goes sharp. Okay? Think about what happens when our tone goes sharp. Well, if our tone gets sharp, unless we're having a situation like Jesus did with Peter, and Peter was trying to get him to pay attention to the things of man rather than the things of God, and Jesus had to say, get behind me, Satan. I think that probably it would seem that the Lord's tone got a little bit sharp at that point, but it was an effective sharp. He had to get him thinking in the right direction. But in us, in a normal walk, if our tone becomes too sharp, what's usually going on? We're getting out of tune. Okay? Now, if we recognize that and we back that down, or necessary walk away, if we back it down, we're okay. What happens if we let that tone keep getting sharper? We keep tightening it and tightening it and tightening it. It can snap. What happens when our tone gets so sharp that we do damage we never intended to do? We say things I never meant to say. That wasn't what I really meant. That wasn't what I really wanted to say. So then we've gotten out of tune with the Spirit of God. It's a learning process, but if it's like anything else, if you want to learn it, you keep working at it. You keep pressing in on it. And you have these things like where, you know, you can't just decide, I couldn't say today, well, I guess I'm going to go to the next bull riding contest and get on the bull. That makes you laugh, huh? Yeah, that would be pretty laughable. You don't just get on it. You have to pay attention to it. You have to work at it. You have to thrive in your victories and those kind of things. You have to pay attention to it. To be to have it fine tuned. I stopped down at Wood, hometown auto, the other day, and I stopped in to give Bob a thrill, to let him hear the rumble of my scooter. And he laughed at me. And so I wasn't hurt because I knew he was going to do that. But then Yvonne came in and I told her that I had come in so they could hear the rumble of my scooter, and she laughed at me. So I didn't let him hear it again. I pushed it out until I got out of the way, and then I started it. I told them they couldn't listen to it anymore.
Well, there's a difference.
Okay, enough of this. You're going to cause me to get sharp here. You think I should move off that? Well, I think it sounds good. But it's not really something that vibrates the walls when I rev it up. I realize this. You know? But in the same sense, the sound of our faith. You know, we probably don't want to have scooter-type faith. It won't impress anybody. It might be laughable. We want to have orchestra-type faith, where we realize that as we are in tune with the Lord, then this is the confidence we can have, that thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ Jesus. He has made the way. He has tuned us. He has set us in perfect tune. That in Christ we are really in perfect tune with the creation. We're in perfect tune and prepared at every opportunity to display the hope that is within us. If we allow ourselves to be sitting and tension building and everything going on, and then all of a sudden we have the opportunity to reveal our constant assurance that God is so good, and we don't have the tune to declare it. And we may recognize it and we may just walk away from it, but at that point we miss an opportunity. And somebody else misses an opportunity. What the Lord was helping you with, Rosie, was He was just tuning you up for the thing at hand. Putting you in the right key to go do what you need to do, where you're going. I'm just preparing you to love. Reminding you where it all flows from. Just reminding you. See, because that's all it is. It's reminding us. You don't have to have a musical ear to have a spiritual ear. And if I wasn't a music person, then I wouldn't use illustrations like that, because I wouldn't know whereof. Oh, that's not true. I use a lot of illustrations. I don't know whereof I speak. I guess I use combines that I don't know much about. Imagine that, combines nowadays, that if you don't have the ladder up, it won't let you go. Things where you can't even find a place to turn them on. Automobiles where you just put your thumb on a little thing and it starts, and all kinds of stuff like that we've got going on. There's every manner of thing, and a person can take this and put it into what they are most familiar with and just understand that for everything to work the way that God has intended it to work, then we need to be in the tune or in the time or in the proper attitude of what God has set up for us. And He's given it all to us. And He's perfectly willing to speak to us. And He'll speak to us through His Word. He'll speak to us through our ears. He'll speak to us and prepare us. And if we're in tune, you know, we're just going to hear it. If we are attentive and if we are determined. You know, there's so many things that can go on to try to distract us from staying in, you know, the way of the Lord. I'm so glad when you listen to everything that goes on in the news today, I'm so glad that we're not tied to the world economy and to the world way of thinking. I'm so glad that we can turn to the Lord and take our comfort from Him and our direction from Him and know that He's not limited. Nor is He fearful. He is absolutely in control. And thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph. I want to be in triumph. And then as we're in that, you know, whether it's tension or whether, you know, we don't get around and get lazy and not be attention to our faith. And then all of a sudden, oh, it's time to play and we're not in tune. But we're just attentive to the Lord. Above all else, attentive to the Lord. Not attentive to anything else. If we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then all these other things will be added unto us, whether it's family or whatever it is, whether it's, you know, if our children are at war, or if our children are on a bull, or if our children are running around barrels, or if they're driving down the highway or walking across the street or whatever the case might be, you know, we're attentive to the Lord. And that's staying in tune. That's watching our tone. That's being aware of the attitude. That's being aware of the tension. That's being knowing the whole scripture that says, yes, in this world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. So that then what should we focus on? The tribulation or the good cheer? Well, if we're focusing on the good cheer, what's going to happen to the tribulation? It's going to be swallowed up in victory. Because we'll always see the thing coming at us, we'll always have the answers. God always has the answers, and the world does its best to distract us from the answers. The same way that, you know, Adam and Eve had a good life, man. They had it made. But the enemy distracted them. Told them there was something that they didn't have. Got them to focus on what they didn't have instead of the whole garden that they did have. How often are we guilty of that? How often do we start looking at what we don't have and what isn't right and what isn't working right and this and that, and it robs us of, wait a minute, look at all this. Look at everything good and perfect. God is able to do the rest too. But staying in tune to the Lord, it's perfect tension. Because the perfect tension on a guitar, on every string, makes that guitar sing. And when it's in tune, I mentioned on Sunday that I oftentimes play guitars long after their strings should have been changed. And every time I change the strings, I think, well, I don't know why I waited so long. It just sounds so good when those strings are new, once you get them to stay in tune. But it's so nice and it's so sweet. And spiritually speaking, we know what it's like when we just enter into that peace and we wonder, why didn't I enter in quicker? You know, why did I stay out of it so long? Why did I go ahead and try to stay out of tune when there was that place that don't worry about anything, pray about everything. Let your requests be made known to God with thanksgiving, and the peace of God will keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. The peace of God will keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. And so by faith you receive that, not wonder, well, it's supposed to give me peace right now. Well, take it. Take it and stand on it and declare it and thank God for it and don't settle for anything less. Rather than allowing the enemy to play with your knobs, change your strings, frustrate you, render you powerless, tell you you're powerless, when all the time you say, wait a minute. Now thanks to God who always leads me in victory, in Christ, leads me in the triumph, in Christ. And through me then, He diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge every place. That sweet fragrance of the knowledge of God, that getting on people, and that fixes people. God fixes people. How does God fix people? I don't know. I don't know how He rescues people. I haven't figured out how He rescued me, so I certainly can't figure out how He does it with anybody else. I just know He does, and this is the confidence that we have. If He's done what He's done before, He can do even greater things later, right? And He'll lock us into tune. In Christ, He leads us in triumph. But we have to receive that. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. And you know, we all go through that where we go, I know this. How come I didn't do it? But each time, we learn. See? I learned 30 some years ago, don't leave your guitar unattended. If you do, check it before you play it. Simple lesson. Made sense then. Makes sense to me now. To make sure that in my walk with God, that I am tuned in the morning. Tuned in the evening. Tuned in the afternoon. Consider God. Consider yourself. Look at yourself. Listen to yourself. We listen to other people pretty well, don't we? Oh yeah, we do too. We can always tell when they're out of tune. Everybody can tell when somebody else is out of tune. But can we tell when we're out of tune? And when we can tell that we're out of tune, will we tune? Or will we just keep letting it go till it snaps? Now, God can fix it in a hurry, but we don't necessarily receive fixing any better than we receive direction. So then we're sitting and we're wallowing instead of rising up and just going forth. God is going to diffuse the fragments of the knowledge of Him through us. It's us that He's chosen to play this song through. It's whosoever will believe, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord, and then pays attention to the most important things. Your personal relationship with God is the very most important thing in the world. The bar none, the most important thing. Because if we have that in tune, then everything else can play according to the score that God has written. But if we allow anything else to rise up above that, anything we want, anything we don't want, anything we like, anything we don't like, gets in the way of that, now then, we're playing on a different sheet of music. It just doesn't work to take out the wrong song when the band's ready to play. Just doesn't work. It's easy to tell when somebody starts in the wrong song. And whenever that happens, the rest of the band looks at you like you're crazy. What are you doing? Didn't hear you right. So thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ. And He diffuses the sweet fragrance of His knowledge in every place, through you and through me. That's an important thing. It's something that we need to realize, that from that, everything else flows. From that, everything else finds its place. Everything else works. But until that becomes the most important thing, we're susceptible to every manner of distraction and keeping us out of it. And then we sit and we wonder, why doesn't this sound right? Why isn't this working right? Why is everything falling apart? Well, when we're trusting God, everything's not falling apart. It may look like it is. It may sound like it is. But it's not. It's a beautiful song when our focus is on God. We can trust it to come into place. We can know just as surely as when an orchestra is tuning and everybody's making a different sound, we can know just as surely that suddenly, at just the right time, when the conductor's hands come up, a beautiful sound will begin. Now, there may be people who have walked into a concert and heard the orchestra making all of these squeaks and squawks and stuff and walked out before the director raised his hands to turn it into something beautiful. Walked in and decided, well, this is going to be a wreck. I'm not going to bother with this. I'm going to get my money back from my ticket and leave this place. And if they only would have stood in there, they would have been there when magically the director's hands went up and began the most beautiful sounds that ever were. I think that happens in our lives sometimes. We want to leave when it doesn't sound right. We want to leave when it isn't working right. It doesn't leave when everything is looking wrong. But by faith, when we've got our faith in tune, we go, wait a minute, it's just a matter of time. Hands are going to come up. You will reap in due season. Don't grow weary. Stand when you've done everything to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt with truth. You are perfectly tuned in Christ. Play the song. Amen. Lord, we thank you that you have perfectly strung us, that you have given us all the tools and locked us in and given us everything. You've given us the mind of Christ. You've given us the assurance in your word that we can just give you thanks at all times because you lead us in triumph in Christ. We know that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what is going on, Christ is in the lead and taking us through. So, Father, we just stand on that, and Lord, help us. Give us perfect pitch to hear the perfect tune that you would have us to diffuse everywhere. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.